Hiya, babe. Say, how about a... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. But right at the moment, it looks like I'm going to be Maisie Revere of Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe freight car number 745377. Jeepers, it has more stuff written on it than the fence at Ebbets Field. Well, maybe you wonder what I'm doing here. I had a job in a nightclub that was owned by a woman. Well, she liked the master of ceremonies, and he liked me, and I liked to stay healthy, so I left. Especially after I got an anonymous note on her stationery that said, "Flowers don't care who they lie on." Well, I can take a hint. So I hiked out to the freight yards, and, well, here's a car that looks nice and empty. Slide the old suitcase in, get in myself. This ought to get me into the city by tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow afternoon, I should judge.
Okay, maybe it'll be up. Hey, who said that?
That was me, the empty boxcar. Oh, boy, that was pretty funny, huh?
Not very.
Hey, are you trying to insult me?
Yeah, but I'm not making much headway.
Well, I guess you just saw because I sort of scared you when you thought this boxcar was empty, huh?
No, not really. Well, I'll get going and find another car.
No, that's all. You can stay here. I'm a gentleman.
Well, that's nice, because I'm a lady.
Yeah, I couldn't tell that you was. Mm-hmm. At least I knew that you wasn't a gentleman.
Thanks, I suppose. Well, I guess we're about ready to take off.
You see, it happens that not only am I a gentleman, I am also a poet.
A poet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I'd better find another car after all.
Well, I'm pretty good, too. You see, I'm a sort of between Edgar A. Guest and T.S. Eliot.
So am I, and I don't write poetry. Did you ever have anything published?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Sure. Apparently, you aren't a regular reader of the Hobo News.
Oh, well, no, I move around too much.
All right, you fools, get out of this car before I shake you out.
Uh-oh, the yard dick.
Well, well, look what we got here. Well, girlie, I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to have you tossed in a jug.
Oh, stop being such a big man. If you want me to get out of the car, I'll go, and that's all.
I'm going to throw you in jail, girlie. Unless...
Now, mind your business.
Oh, you want to get tough with me, huh? I'll rough you up a little and...
Oh, no, you won't.
Hey, look out, you. I got a club.
You had a club. Give me that.
No! Ooh, ow!
Now, I'm just going to plop you down nice and solid.
No, don't! Help! Oh.
Hey, that was wonderful. Quick, the train's moving.
You are, look, John. There.
Gee, you're strong.
Yeah, I'm real strong, but I'm especially good as a poet.
Oh, I sure appreciated your brushing off that switchyard, sweetheart. Especially after the way I was sort of kidding you.
Oh, well, that was indeed a pleasure. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Henry Glendennon Diller.
Oh, well, my name's Maisie Revere. But say, I think I know who you are. Didn't you used to do a wrestle anybody in the crowd act with the little carnival once?
Yeah, I did. That was an unhappy chapter of my life.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. You got fired because you were too embarrassed when you took your T-shirt off. Yeah.
I haven't had a good paying job since I was hired to play football at college.
Oh. Henry, you know something?
What?
You need an agent. Somebody who can sell you to a big wrestling promoter in the city.
Yeah?
Say, I wonder if I could do it. I'll bet I could.
Oh, no, gee, don't bother about me.
Oh, well, you didn't have to bother about me when that yard dick was getting fresh, but you did. And I appreciate it.
Well, hey, that's swell. But would you do me one other little favor?
It all depends. Some men have funny ideas about what's a little favor.
Would you listen to some of my poetry?
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy, all right, okay. This here poem, this is called Night. Night by Henry Glenn Dannon Dillon. I think that I shall never write a poem lovely as the night.
This is more of a favor than I realize.
The night upon whose diamond-sprinkled chest the moon lies down and makes her nest.
Hey, boss, this here is Maisie Revere.
No kidding.
I'm glad to meet you, Harry.
You should be. Cigar me, Jake.
Right, boss.
March me, Jake.
Right, boss.
Hey, what about me?
Give her a cigar, too, Jake.
Hey, right, boss.
Oh, get that El Ropo away from me. Listen, Harry, are you looking for a sensational new wrestler, or are you as big a jerk as I heard you were?
Well, Maisie, I can see you're sensational, but how good a wrestler are you? Well,
you know I'm not talking about myself. But I could flip Jake off his feet in 2 seconds.
Toss her around, Jake.
Okay, boys.
Are you next, Harry?
Get up and match me, Jake. My cigar went out.
I've got news for you. Jake's out, too.
Jake.
Yeah, boys.
Toss her out in the street.
Oh, no, boys. I quit.
Oh. Well, maybe you'd like to try sidewalking me yourself, huh?
No, but I got somebody who can't talk out.
Sit down, Harry. Jake, re-cigar him.
Okay, Maisie.
Rematch him.
Okay, boys.
Maybe you ought to brain him, too. He could use one.
What's your proposition?
Well, I've got a wonderful wrestler. He's got a terrific physique, he knows all the holds, and was intercollegiate wrestling champion in college.
Now look, Maisie, we don't need no new performers here. It takes too long to get a new man up in the park. We like our own little stock company. In other words, scram.
Okay, Harry. There's another wrestling promoter in this town. I'll go over and see Joey Madero.
You're wasting your time, Maisie. I'm Joey Madero, too. Now what are you going to do?
Gee. Well, I guess I'll take your first suggestion. I'll scram.
Good. It was nice meeting you. Don't come back.
Don't worry, I will. I'll find some way to work my wrestler in, whether you like it or not. Oh, just another fresh wrestler. Hey, that's no wolf. That may be opportunity knocking at my door.
Hiya, beautiful.
Ah. Hello, you gorgeous hunk of plunder.
Oh, boy.
What's your name, you wonderful thing?
I'm Ape Man Anderson.
Well, my name's Maisie Revere. G. Ape, you sure are staff.
Yes, I sure are. Hey, you want to feel my muscles?
Yeah, well, not right now. Some other time, huh?
Sure, anytime. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I'll give you a call, Ape. You sort of do something to me.
Wow!
Come on now, Henry. I want to hear real agony. Put everything you got into it.
Yeah.
Well, that's better, but it's too realistic. Can't you overdo it a little bit? Try again.
All right, would you mind bending my arm? That'll help.
Okay, Henry. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Now, we're making great progress with you, Henry. Oh, and that reminds me, we're going to change your name, too. Yeah. You're going to be known as Killer Diller, the murderous poet.
That's great. What do I do next?
Well, you got to learn how to argue with the referee, how to be knocked out, and how to annoy the crowd and make them hate you. But maybe the poems will help do that.
That's swell. But how am I going to get a chance to wrestle?
Oh, well, just leave that to me. This coming Friday night, Ape Man Anderson will be missing.
Harry's coming out in just a second, Maisie.
Thanks, Jake. What's doing tonight?
Oh, Ape Man Anderson ain't showed up.
Gee, maybe a break for me. Well, hello, Harry. I hear Ape Man Anderson is still swinging in the trees somewhere.
Cigarette me, Jake. I'm too nervous to be cigar. You're
right, boss.
You still trying to sell me your grunt and groaner?
Well, you won't regret it, Harry. Would you like to look at him? Hey, Killer.
Yeah.
Harry, this is Killer Diller, the murderous poet.
Oh, glad to know you, Harry.
Most people are. Okay, Killer, you look all right to me. You lose tonight.
Well, now that means you play the part of the losing wrestler, Henry.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, what about the poem? Poem?
Oh, well, there's one condition, Harry. The killer insists on reading a short poem to the crowd before the match. Well, the only reason he's wrestling is to get his poems before the public.
That's all.
Well, okay, Harry. Come on, Killer.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. I'll even try it. Go in there and change, Killer.
Okay. Oh, gee, at least I get to read a poem to a crowd. Oh.
Yeah. Cigar me, Jake. I'm calm again.
Right, boss.
Maisie, you know, you're awful pushy. I hope I don't find out that you had nothing to do with the ape man being missing.
Oh, what made you think of a silly thing like that? Imagine. Yeah. Well, what could I do? That's the silliest thing I ever heard.
I got you a little worried. Your hands are shaking.
Who, me? I'm just worried about Killer Diller.
What about him? Afraid he'll get hurt?
Yeah. After he reads his poem, I'm afraid the crowd will kill him before the other wrestler gets a chance.
Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Okay, Maisie, I'll announce you to the crowd here, and you can announce Killer Diller.
Okay, thanks.
What can I say about you? What have you done around here?
Well, I've done plenty, but nobody knows it yet. Just tell them my name.
Okay. Hey, Jake.
Yeah?
Bell me.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, before the next match, I have the pleasure of introducing to you a young lady who is a famous figure in the sporting world. And what a figure!
Wow!
Ladies and gentlemen, I know her, you know her, we all love her, and here she is, Maisie Riviera!
Ladies and gentlemen, Killer Diller, the murderous poet, is only wrestling to call the attention of the public to his poem. He hopes to win your applause as a wrestler, but he especially hopes you will like his poem. And here he is, Killer Diller, with one of his poems.
Quiet, please. Quiet, will you? All right. My poem is entitled The Yellow Crocus. I love the yellow crocus that crops up in the spring. I hate to mow my lawn for fear I'll cut the little thing. I see the yellow crocus yelling out to me. Crocus, crocus, please don't crocus, for the crocus is your sin.
Well,
I'm all dressed and ready to go, Maisie.
Oh, swell. And congratulations, Henry. You were sensational. The crowd was crazy about you.
They're crazy about me? They did nothing but boo me.
I know, but they hated you better than anybody. That's what you want.
You hear the way they booed my poetry?
Yeah. Well, of course, sometimes they're on the level. Well, here comes Harry and Jake.
Hello, Maisie. Hello, Killer.
Hello, Harry.
Oh.
How'd you like it?
It was a good show, Maisie.
Thanks. Didn't you think the Killer put on a swell performance?
Yeah, that poultry gag's a honey. Write a few more from Maisie.
Hey, wait a minute. That poultry is no gag because I write those poems myself.
And you admit it?
What's wrong with them?
Nothing. Nothing. They're peachy. Just write some more.
Okay. All right, but do I have to lose the next time?
If you read them poems, you gotta lose, yeah.
Oh, gee, I...
Well, it's only justice, Killer. The crowd would insist. Oh, Harry, there's a little matter of money.
Oh, yeah. Jake, $10, huh? 10 times.
Right, boys.
Oh, thanks, Harry. When does the Killer wrestle again?
I'll make a place for him tomorrow night.
Oh, and I got another idea, Harry. Why don't you let me broadcast the match? I've been in show business.
Yeah, but this here's wrestling.
Well, quit kidding yourself. This is show business. A girl sportscaster might be an idea, you know.
What about the wrestling hold?
Well, I'll make them up.
Okay, Maisie. See you early tomorrow. I'll tell you who wins and loses, how it's been rehearsed, and you can sound like you know something about wrestling.
Right. Thanks. Well, come on, Killer. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye, folks. See, I got an elegant poem to read tomorrow.
You ain't seen Eggman Anderson, have you, Maisie?
No, I haven't, Harry. Come on, Killer, let's get out of this door.
Soraya!
Oh, Ape. Gee, I'm glad to see you. Ape Man Anderson meets Killer Diller.
Hello.
Hello, sucker.
Oh, yeah, we'll laugh this off, fathead.
Hey, that hide! Okay, you asked for it.
All right. Boys,
stop. Boys, stop making each other. Cut it out. Stop. Stop before I beat you both up. Stop. Now, excuse us a second, Killer. I want to talk to Ape a minute alone.
Well, okay, you can talk to him alone, but I got to be with you.
No, you stay right here. Come on, Apey boy.
Doggone you, Maisie. I waited for you, and then I couldn't get back to you in time.
Oh, well, now, Apey, please don't get mad. All I did was double-cross you a little bit, darling.
Well, I'm going to tell that, Harry. Darling.
Oh, Ape. Any girl in her right mind would be crazy about a magnificent mass of muscle like you. And what a mass you are.
You're just saying that because you're afraid Harry will have you bumped off if he finds out what you've done.
Oh, well, you wouldn't do that, would you, Ape?
I don't know. I've done some awful stupid things. And who is this other guy?
Well, he's a wrestler I'm trying to help get a start in the business.
Well, I don't like him. He's a bigger jerk than I am.
Oh, no, he isn't, Ape. Nobody is. You're the top.
Oh, thanks, beautiful. But if you don't give me a date, I'm going to tell Harry on you.
Well, I'll give you a date. And what's more, I'm going to broadcast the matches tomorrow, and I'll give you a specially good treatment.
Okay. And when we have our date, I want specially good treatment, too. Oh, boy. See you tomorrow, Maisie.
Yeah. Bye. Jeepers. I'm getting trapped.
He didn't get fresh with you, did he?
No, but he's got plans.
Well, just wait till I wrestle him. I'll ruin him. I won't lose to him no matter what anybody tells
me. Now, look, Henry. Just keep calm. Don't do anything you're not supposed to do until I get you fixed up in the wrestling business like I promised I would.
Well, okay, Maisie. But as soon as I get fixed up, do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to ask you to marry me.
Oh. You better go in and change now, Killer. And don't forget, you lose tonight again.
Okay, darn it.
Your match with Heebie Jeebie, the Jersey Bouncer.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You met him at rehearsal this morning.
Oh, gosh, I hate to have a guy kicking my brains out in front of the girl that I love.
Henry, I told you to forget about that. And see that you don't tell Heebie-Jeebie to throw you into my lap again, either.
That was fun.
Well, not for me.
Well, gee, Maisie, you go out with Ape Man Anderson. Why don't you go out with me?
Well, I have to go out with him, or he'll tell Harry how I tricked him away so he couldn't show up that night you got your start. If Harry knew I'd suddenly disappear and he'd take you over as his wrestler.
Oh, boy, someday I'm going to wrestle that Ape Man Anderson. It'll be just too bad for him.
Well, run along now and change.
Okay.
What a mess.
Maisie, the killer knows he's supposed to lose again, don't he?
Oh, yeah, Harry, he does.
Oh, good. Cigar me, Jay.
You're right, boys.
Yeah, if anything goes wrong tonight, I'll be in trouble with the syndicate, and you'll be covered with lilies. They clear?
Mm-hmm. Very clear.
Yeah, well, I'm making a change in the lineup, too. Tonight, Killer Dilla's going to wrestle Ape Man Anderson.
Oh, no.
Ape Man Anderson's been petting me for 2 weeks.
Oh, but they'll kill each other. You wouldn't want him to do that without advance billing, would you?
I'm putting on a show for the syndicate tonight, so it's okay. Jake?
Yeah, boys?
Watch Maisie tonight.
Huh? Wrist watcher or pocket watcher?
Keep an eye on her.
Oh.
Don't let her talk to either of the wrestlers.
No.
And if anything goes wrong, bring it to me right away. Dead or alive.
Well, folks, Ape Man Anderson is flexing his muscles in his corner and making faces at Killer Diller. As the killer comes up to the microphone to be introduced and read his customary poem, as he calls it. The management here was selling empty pop bottles at the gate tonight, and there's a rumor that unless the quality of the killer's poetry improves, next week they'll rent rifles to the crowd. Here's the ring announcer.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, before the match begins, Killer Dilla will read one of his famous poems.
I can't stand to hear another poem! I'd rather die!
A poetry lover just shot himself in the balcony.
The management asks you to kindly refrain from throwing bottles at Killer Dilla until he is through. And now, here is Killer Dilla, the murderous poet.
Thank you, my friends. My poem tonight is entitled Dear Wrestler. Under the spreading ringside lights, the famous wrestler appears. The wrestler, a mighty man is he, with large and sinewy ears.
Oh, wait a minute. Ape Man Anderson just leaped to the middle of the mat and snatched the poem from Killer Diller. He's tearing it up. Oh, boy, the killer is furious and the fight's on. Folks, somebody's going to get murdered tonight. Even if it's only your faithful announcer, Maisie Revere. Right, Jake?
Right.
What a battle this has been. It's been fierce, savage. And now Ape Man Anderson has a double reverse headlock on Killer Diller, and he slammed his head on the ring post. And now the killer has slipped out of the hold, and he's lifted Ape Man over his head. And down he comes. Did you hear that? But Ape Man's up again. He tries a flying backward double camel kick, and he misses Killer and kicks the referee. And that'll be the third referee they've used up in this match. Oh, this is brutal. Get him, Killer. I mean, get him, Ape Man. And Ape Man Anderson just jammed his elbow into the killer's mouth. And now he's banging Killer Diller's head right up by our microphone here. Get him, Ape Man. You gotta win.
So that's the way you feel. I'll show you.
No, Henry. Henry, don't do it. Excuse me, folks, but Killer Diller is just... Oh, no. He's just bitten a chunk out of Ape Man Anderson, and now he's got Ape Man over his head, and he's going to slam him down. Oh, this is Maisie Revere saying goodbye to you and good luck to me. I doubt if you'll hear from me ever again. Well, this looks like a nice, clean boxcar. Might as well get comfy.
Maisie.
Holy Pete. Harry, is that you?
Yeah, the syndicate is out gunning for me. I'm leaving town forever.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. Well, the train's moving now.
Hey, here comes somebody else.
Well, give him a hand up.
Hey, buddy, grab. I'll hand you.
Okay, I can make it.
Thanks.
Holy smoke. It's Killadella.
Harry. Maisie. Oh, gee, this is fate. I wrote a poem about fate once. It goes
oh,
like...
Oh, no. No. I'm not going through this all over again.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Now, once again, here's Maisie.
Well, I guess that's life. And Henry decided to write a poem about it. That was all right with me, except he wrote it out loud. It was more than we could stand, so as the train passed slowly over a river, Harry pushed him out of the door. I congratulated Harry, shook his hand, and then pushed him out with Henry. I figured they'd make a good team. And besides, I think a lady's entitled to a private boxcar. They'd heard of me in the next town, and for a little while I managed two Irishmen who fought as a team. I called them Sweeney and Murphy, two harps that beat as one. Then I got a telegram from my agent in Hollywood and rushed out there just in time to be turned down for the job. Well, I'm not worried. I'll find something interesting. Come on, Fate. Get going.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Sheldon Leonard, Marvin Miller, Peter Leeds, Hans Conried, and Ted DeCorsia. John Heaston speaking.